It's unclear how many farmers in the U.S. belong to the LGBTQ community. The government does not include them in their census, but many are making a point to be visible in their rural communities. Catherine Wheeler of Iowa Public Radio reports.
At Shea Peshek and Anna Hankins' farm in eastern Iowa, the chickens are coming out of the greenhouse into the sunshine after a rainy morning. The women are gearing up to do the day's chores. Peshek's life now is one she couldn't envision for herself as a kid. Growing up here on her family's farm, she didn't know any LGBTQ people in agriculture.
I really didn't feel like that was an option for me, so I thought, oh, for me to be out and have a wife and have like this out relationship or like to even find and date someone, that I needed to move to a city. So that's what I did.
But 8 years later, agriculture called her back to Iowa from San Diego. She then met Hankins, who had moved from the East Coast to work on a farm. Together, they started Over the Moon Farm and Flowers in 2019 and sell meat and flowers directly to consumers. Peshek says now she and Hankins are the examples, especially for LGBTQ people who can't or don't want to leave, that you can live and be connected in a rural community.
There's a lot of people that will tell us like, oh, I showed my queer relative, you know, your page, and they were really excited to know that you existed.
It's hard to know how many LGBTQ farmers there are in the U.S. The USDA doesn't include sexual orientation or gender identity in its census of agriculture, as it does with other demographic information like race. Catherine Densman, an assistant professor of rural sociology and public policy at Iowa State University, is trying to get a better sense of the numbers. She and a research team analyzed the 2017 Ag Census data.
We looked at men married to men and found about 8,300 farms that were run by men married to men. And that accounts for about almost 1% of all two producer farms. And then for women married to women, it was a lot lower. We found about 3,500, which is about like 0.4%.
But Densman says that's a significant undercount since the study only focused on two producer farms. She says knowing numbers is important so that LGBTQ farmers can get resources and support. One struggle LGBTQ people can face in rural areas is finding a queer community, and that's not different for farmers. Hannah Breckbill says back in 2018, she was having a hard time finding people who were queer and understood farming, so a friend encouraged her to build her own community. She started an annual event on her farm in northeast Iowa called the Queer Farmer Convergence. This year, the gathering takes place in early September. There's local food, workshops, and a dance party.
The point of it is to see my people and to be seen and understood as a whole person by the people who share a lot of experiences with me. And then also to be challenged by my people.
Breckbill says she wants to use her position as a landowner for justice. Her farm, Humble Hands Harvest, with pigs, lamb, and vegetables, is a worker-owned cooperative. She says the co-op is working to reduce barriers to get started in farming.
Queer people have had to buck systems that don't work for us. But because of that experience of like bucking those systems, we are good at bucking other systems.
That's something researchers have noticed about LGBTQ farmers. Michaela Hoffelmeyer is a PhD candidate in rural sociology at Penn State University. They say not all farmers in the LGBTQ community take a queer approach to farming, but those that do often challenge assumptions and norms of the existing ag system.
They're actively creating solutions to issues in the food system, such as hunger, food insecurity, malnutrition. And they're doing this with less resources.
Rock Steady Farm in Millerton, New York, for example, has been addressing food insecurity. The farm offers a sliding scale and payment plans that make it easier for more people of underserved backgrounds to buy their produce. Hoffelmeyer says there are enough LGBTQ people who want to farm and offer these kinds of solutions, but discrimination often keeps them from getting into farming in the first place.
They are specifically having to go through issues like, where can I live safely? What kind of farmers markets can I go to where people won't make assumptions or judgments about me? Where can I go and access farming resources? So all of these things are being shaped by how they are even seeing their opportunities in farming.
Hoffelmeyer says all of this means agriculture misses out on much-needed farmers. They say LGBTQ farmers like those at Over the Moon and Humble Hands are working through the challenges and paving the way for others to do so as well. For Here and Now, I'm Catherine Wheeler.
Catherine's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a collaboration that reports on food and agriculture in the Midwest.